Wolfe and Associates, Minister Riley, Reverend McMillan, Pastor Yarborough in the congregation, and my lovely wife.
Thank you, God.
And my beautiful, beautiful church families. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and as always, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the Word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Speak, Lord, for before you speak, there's nothing to say. Speak, Lord, for someone needs to hear from you.
Hallelujah.
Speak, Lord, for someone is waiting. Speak, Lord, for someone knows not what to do until you speak. Speak, Lord. As I submit, Lord, I ask that you hide me way, way, way behind your cross, Lord God, that when I speak, the word will be directly from you, Lord. Speak, Lord. Have your way.
Have your way.
In this vessel, do with me what you wish, Lord, but speak a word, for someone needs a word. Someone is crying. Someone is lonely.
Yes, oh God.
Someone is confused, but Lord, you can clear it up. Speak, Lord. Have your way in this vessel, in this place, on this day. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father Jesus. Glory God.
Those of you who have your Bibles, if you would turn with me to the book of Hebrews, chapter 3. And we'll start down on that 7th verse, and I'll read a little bit and then I'll skip, but I'll let you know where I'm going. We're going to start with verse 7. You all have it?
Amen.
If you don't have it, say wait. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 reads thusly. This is coming from the King James Version. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. If you just skip down to the 12th verse, and you can go back and read all in between, but skip down to the 12th verse. It says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. I'm going to read that one more time. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. And I want to use as a topic this afternoon, I know a place. And you can put in parentheses, a place called certain. I know a place. Mm-hmm. A place called Certain. C-E-R-T-A-I-N. Certain. Mm-hmm. You know, back some years ago, that was a song that you all heard, the Staple Singers. I know a place.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Ain't nobody crying. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody worried. Mm-hmm. No smiling faces lying to the racists. I'll take you there. Mm-hmm. Know a place. Then as an old Negro spiritual used to go, certainly, Lord. Mm-hmm. He questioned, he said, have you got good religion? He said, certainly, Lord. And that song went on, it promised you a lot. It said, if you got good religion, then goodness and mercy will follow you. Mm-hmm. If you got good religion and you keep the faith, Jesus will see you through.
Yes, yes.
I know a place. You know, when we start thinking, we've been doing it the last several weeks in Sunday school, you think about heaven. We've been talking about heaven, and we as Christians, we get in our mind when we start to visualize heaven, what heaven is like, and the Bible describes it in such an eloquent way that the streets up there, mm-hmm. How the river flows from God himself and from Jesus Christ, and how the tree of life is on either side of the river, and you can just get such a beautiful, beautiful picture in your mind of what heaven must be like. And as you think about it and you get a vision in your head, you can just find peace. Right in the midst of a storm, you can find peace when you reflect on heaven. And then you'll think that by and by that will be mine. And but we don't live in the by and by. You see, we live in the now and now. And although I've heard of somebody, some people say the streets up there are paved with gold. And that sounds good and it feels good, but right now I might be going through something.
Oh, yes.
Come on now.
Sometimes I might have to remind myself that I was singing this morning and I don't feel no ways tired. But the reason that I was singing it because I was feeling some ways tired.
Come on.
All right. Talk.
So I had to remind myself that I don't feel no ways tired. If I hummed a couple of bars, I started feeling better because you get to the words that says, I've come too far. He's brought me too far. And I don't think he brought me all the way here just to get up and leave me.
That's right.
But we have to sometimes remind ourselves through it all. But I think I can say this morning without any doubt that everybody here is either going through something.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going through something, you've been through something. Mm-hmm. If you hadn't, either one of those two don't apply, just keep on living.
Yes, Lord.
And you're going to go through something.
That's right.
And in times like that, you're going to need him. When it seems like the whole world has turned its back on you and everything is going out of control, you're going to need Jesus. You're going to need more than just a reflection and a vision. You're going to need to know a place.
All right.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Amen.
A place called Certain.
Place.
If you can, this place called Certain. When we sung the song that it's a highway to heaven, and when you sung that song, you felt like you were on your way. It's just you can get lost in the song, but if you can find in your mind a place called Certain.
Glory.
Yes, yes, yes.
Certain. I know that my God will do all that he said he would. It's a done deal. I don't have to worry about how God's going to fix it because he's already working out. While I'm sitting here all confused and taken up, God has already worked it out. If you can find that place called Certain. It's easy to find. All you have to do, if you ever been with God, all you got to do is search in your mind and then let your spirit go, and he'll take you there.
All right.
Place called Certain. I might be going through ups and downs, but if I just remain in that place called Certain, then God's going to take me through.
That's right. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. This morning, as we reflect back on the Israelites, you see, they had the same problem that we have.
Come on.
Hard-headed, you could say.
All right. You know you're right. Go ahead, sir.
As much as we talk about what we believe, we don't hold it to be true. We say we believe.
Come on now.
My God can do
anything.
My God can do everything.
Yes.
Is that what we teach? Is that what we preach and we tell all our neighbors and all of that?
Oh yes.
How great my God is, and until the problems are mine. And then we start struggling with unbelief.
Lord have mercy.
We start drifting away from a place called Certain. We start visiting places like maybe.
All right.
I hope. Instead of resting in a place called Certain.
Oh, you preaching there, sir. Use the Lord.
Let me see, we walk through some aspects of this battle that we are in. Since 2016, and we're in a tremendous spiritual battle.
Oh yes.
It's so much going on, it's so much confusion. So I want to just look at some aspects of this battle that we're in. The first thing we need to consider is a concept. It's a concept of seeking after God versus resting in God. See, sometimes we run so hard and try so long trying to seek after God. Well, God promised that he would be with us. When we turn our life over to God, he said, I got it. From here on out, you don't have to worry about chasing so hard after me. You need to find out how to just rest.
Rest. Go ahead.
In me.
Amen.
He says, I got it.
Come on.
So you must have me mixed up with somebody, Lord, because I'm going through more than other people, and I got more than my share of woes and cares. Lord, you must have me mixed up with somebody. As for God said, no, I got it. Just rest.
Rest. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
To stop seeking so hard after and start resting in.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to your name, God.
Do you remember when Jesus took you to a place called certain?
Come on.
Oh, yes, sir. God.
Dude, some of you I know remember that the first time when you were going through all kinds of stuff, when he first called your name and he first made you his, and he took you to a place where you said, "Is it? It can't get any better than this. I'm in a place the way that I feel right here. I'm certain that
glory.
I'm all right now."
Glory.
Hallelujah, God.
Take you to a place.
A place.
Call certain. Mm-hmm. Another aspect of this battle that we're in is, is our objective. Mm-hmm. What is our objective in this battle? Mm-hmm. Our objective, our work, is to enter into his rest.
Yes.
All right.
See, we identify his work. Sometimes we get it mixed up with church work.
Mm. Come on now. Mm. That's right.
Come on, sir. Mm-hmm.
Fundraisers. Mm-hmm. Other things I got to do, and I'm just so busy. I see some people running around just like they got their head about chopped off. They're back and forth, running, doing stuff. Mm. Church work. Mm. But they worried about everything else.
Come on.
Yes, come on, talk.
Our objective is to find rest.
Find rest. Glory.
In the middle of our mess.
That's right. Hey, glory. Rest in the middle of the mess. Come on. No, you.
When everything is going wrong, your family not acting right, you don't know which way to turn, just call on the Lord, and in the middle of it all, say, Lord,
go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you don't have to start telling him all that's going on, because he already know what you're going through.
Yes, sir.
All right. Come
on. Come on.
See, if we can just, our work is to find rest. If I can just sit, if I can just get on my knees and say, Lord, help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Clear my mind just for a minute, Lord. Let me be able to see you clear. If I just rest just for a minute.
Yes, sir.
So that I can find you.
Come on.
So our work is to enter his rest.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Another aspect is identifying our enemy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Our enemy, Satan.
Glory.
Mm-hmm. And too many times we think we all know who Satan is and how he comes, but see this scripture that we read this morning. It warns us about the deceitfulness of sin.
That's right.
You see, sin is all around us.
That's right.
Sin can come from places. You can get blindsided where you never knew. Sin will come from within the church if you're not careful.
All
you
right.
have to watch out where sin, the devil will use
come on.
Anybody.
Come on.
Yes, he will now.
Any kind of way.
That's right.
The deceitfulness of sin. You look at this world that we live in and all of the things that we are made available to us, all of the things we are exposed to, you have to be careful. The deceitfulness of sin will guide you away from a rest in the Lord. It will have you so wound up in. It will dishearten you. Hebrews 3:8 says, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. But exhort one another daily while it is called today.
Today.
Lest any of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. You become disheartened. That's when you lose your determination.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You lose your confidence in God.
Come on.
You depart from a place called certain. Another aspect of this war that we're in, the opposition itself, the character of the opposition. You have to watch Satan and his devices. One of his primary devices is the heart of man. You see, Jeremiah, in his scripture, identified it. He said in 17:9-10, he said, the heart is deceitful.
Deceitful.
Above all things and desperately,
desperately
wicked.
Desperately, yep.
Who can know it?
Who can know it? All right.
In other words, your own heart might trick you if you're not
right. All right. All right.
If you don't give your heart to God, your own heart will trick you. It'll make you think you want things that you really don't want, things right. that are not any good for you. Right. So you'll have to be careful even to your own heart.
All right.
Yes,
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Another aspect. The weaponry that we fight with.
Weaponry.
Our primary weapon is faith.
Come on.
And you have to understand faith. Hebrews 11:1 says it like this. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things
not seen.
Not seen. So when I think and call on my faith and I think about heaven and what it must be like.
Right.
And if my faith is strong enough, if I stay with my faith long enough, it says then what I'm hoping for becomes my reality.
That's right.
Y'all get that?
Praise Him. Oh, yes, I did. Come on.
So now I'm living in a place called certain.
Certain.
And what I see over there is now present with me. I'm in a place.
Yes.
With no more crying. I'm in a All place right. that I don't have yes. to worry about how I'm going to fix this and who's going to stop this. All I've got to do is rest.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
In a place called certain.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Our primary weapon is faith. And the final aspect of this battle is our main ally.
Main ally.
It's Jesus.
Thank you.
You see, when you grab hold to Jesus here, when you start realizing for the certainty that Jesus has already paid the cost. Mm-hmm. Jesus has already paved the way. He's already made a place for you and a place for me. The victory is already won. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 3:14 says, "For we are made partakers of Christ." Mm-hmm. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So while it is said today, if you will hear his voice through all your trials, through all your tribulations, then harden not your heart as in the provocation. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Verse 12 says, "Beware."
Beware.
"Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something about belief. Mm. See, we think that people say, my belief, my faith has gotten weak. But the truth be told, you know what God has promised, what God can do. You just refuse to believe God.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Come on.
See, I'm in this thing so deep, I'm not sure God can get me out of
it. Come on.
So you refuse to believe God.
Come on now.
Unbelief is not the inability to understand, but it's our unwillingness to trust.
Come on now.
Unwillingness to trust.
You see, it's all in our will, not our intellect. See, we get so smart sometimes. Too smart for our own good. Too smart, our common senses. You'll have your friends say, "Common sense says," well, I don't have my faith in common sense. My faith is in God, and the two do not get along. Some of us have too much sense to rest right in the middle of our trials and our tribulations. Just find rest. That bill that you can't pay.
Mm-hmm.
When you start worrying, that's not going to pay it any quicker.
That's right.
You
right.
Know you're right.
But if you can just find right in the middle of it, just find rest, and God may tell you some direction to go in.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
If you stop being so smart. Take heed. Take heed. Guard against. Be wary. Keep your eyes open. Stay on your toes. You got to make sure that you don't let the deceitfulness of sin slip in and weaken your faith and cause you uncertainty and cause you to depart from a place called certain. Look at faces. You know the place I'm talking about. If we're not there right now, we've all been there at some point in that place called certain, but we've let the deceitfulness of sin creep in and we're no longer there.
All right now. Yes.
Help me, Lord. You know, sometimes some of us have the strongest of faith and belief in God, but yet occasionally we have doubts.
Oh, yes.
There's a doubt that wants God's promises, But it's weak in the faith. Right at the moment, we hit unbelief, which is weakness. And it sets us in direct opposition to our faith. Well, don't think that you're all alone with your doubts. Mm-hmm. Jesus' disciple, Thomas had doubts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thomas said, I don't see how that's possible.
Come on.
See, that don't even make sense that he died and rose again. I'm not going to believe until I can put my hand mm-hmm. in his side. He mm-hmm. said, it just don't make sense. Gideon shied away from God. When God called him, he shied away. He said to the Lord, show me.
Come on.
I will believe if you show me something. Mm. Doubt. Sarah and Abraham laughed at God's promise. They said, that just don't make sense. Mm-hmm. I'm 100 and she's 90. That just don't make sense.
Oh, yes.
It's a whole lot of reasons that we can create doubt, the deceitfulness of sin. Say it again. Say it with me. Mm-hmm. My God can do anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Just keep whispering that to you. Sometimes it's hard to keep that in your mind when trouble hits you. But my God can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And my God knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
He knows all the way down to the thoughts that I might not even bring to the forefront of my mind, but he knows what I'm thinking. He knows what my problems are. He knows all about me, and he can do anything.
Anything.
For we have become partakers of Christ. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Mm. You see, if we've really become partakers of Christ, if we have really heard his voice, we will hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Paul communicated in Philippians 1:6, New Living Translation Version. He said, and I am certain that God, mm-hmm. who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns.
All right.
I am certain,
certain.
That the God that touched me when I didn't know which way I was going and going, but I am certain that that same God who touched me then will carry me home.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Let me wrap this up.
Yes.
Hebrews. Read from the scripture this morning. 10 and 11. He who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest. If we can get away from that Israelite thinking.
All right now.
When God told them that I got a city.
Yes, yes.
Milk and honey.
Yes, sir, God.
I got it all worked out for you.
Mm-hmm.
He had promised them rest, but they, because of unbelief, fell short. And they provoked God.
Come on now.
See, it was a time of provocation. Mm-hmm. Let me just back for a minute. See, provocation is an action or a speech that make somebody or someone annoyed or angry, especially when you do it deliberately.
Come on, man. Come on.
provocation makes someone angry or sometimes even violent. If you told a professional boxer how ugly he is, that would be a provocation. And it'd be one that would probably get you punched in the face. So what do you think it is when you tell God that he can't do what he promised to do? That's what unbelief is. Unbelief provokes God. Because unbelief says you can't do what you said you could. You won't do what you said you would. So the Canaan, the Israelites stayed 40 years in the wilderness. Because they refused to believe that God had given them a land where everything had been prepared, where the work had been finished. They could not believe that God had given them a land full of good things to enjoy. A land that just flowed with his abundant supply.
Thank you, God.
Well, today, there are still believers who cannot believe that the work of Jesus is completely finished. The battle has already been fought.
Yes, sir.
The victory has already been won.
Yes, sir.
The devil is a defeated foe.
Yes, he is.
But there are still believers today who are always working and trying to produce their own healing and their own success and their own victory. God wants us to stop trying and to start trusting.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He wants us to stop working and struggling and start resting and believing.
Yes.
The only work left for us today is to enter his rest.
Oh, God, thank you.
The only work left is for us to enter in his rest. Anything other than that is deceitfulness of sin. When you think I'm in so much trouble that I can't get out, too many things happening, it's the deceitfulness of sin. Because God's got this.
Yes, hallelujah, God.
He knows what you're going through. So when you're struggling, just go in your quiet place and stay there until you can find God's rest. Because he promised you rest.
That's right. That's
in the middle of your mess.
That's right. I know you're right.
I know a place. A place called Certain. I'll take you there.
Yes, sir, God.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord, for a simple, understandable word. Thank you, Lord, for being patient with us. When we test your patience, Lord, you are still there. When we struggle with unbelief and doubt, because of the mess that we're in, Lord, we thank you for staying there with us and bringing us back.
Yes, sir, God.
And showing us that you got it all in control, that you are the one and only sovereign God.
Yes, sir,
Lord. Thank you, God.
You got it all planned out. You already know what tomorrow holds.
Yes, sir, God.
So it's not for me to figure out tomorrow. It's for me to hold your hand when tomorrow comes. Oh, Lord, we just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise your name.
Thank you, God.
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.